At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for-
welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna G. White, and I'm so glad you are here on Keeping It Real on Purpose. So you know that you are in the place to hear everything you need to hear and talk about those things that you need to talk about. So I am looking at an email from a Tony K. And here's a question. I am feeling overwhelmed. How can I not feel this way? Okay. So we know that all of us kind of get in those periods of time that we are totally overwhelmed and things are just too much, right? And you want to back up out of life and you might even want to leave. I know that was for me years ago. And trying to push through this is not the answer. Even if you push through, it's not the answer. In fact, it's a total recipe for burnout. But here's some strategies that I did come up with out of my own life that you can implement to stop you from feeling overwhelmed. Number one, take something off your plate. Ask yourself this. What one thing can I take off my plate that will reduce my stress level right now? Overwhelm often results from being overcommitted. Have you ever said yes to too many requests lately? Do you have reoccurring appointments or obligations that you can put on pause? Hello? I bet there is something that can you take off your plate right now, even if it's temporary. That will help you feel less stressed. Number two, set boundaries. It's tempting when so many things are hitting us at one time to try to work harder so that we fit everything in. One of my boundaries is that I will take at least 45 minute meditation, not lunch. I don't want a lunch break, but 45 minute meditation, no matter how busy things get. I learned this the hard way, that not seeing about myself was a numero uno mistake and definitely part of the recipe for burnout. So you might also want to set boundaries around time. What time your work days start and stop. I do that all the time and people kind of get upset with me and I'll say, no, call back during my business hours between 10 and 4. And they're like, well, can't you answer? No, I cannot. And or if I get a text, I won't answer it until 10 because that's my boundary. And it's important for me, especially because I'm working from home now, especially when people are in their, all in their excitement and their upsetness and their, trauma or their right now, they need the answer right now when you can't give them an answer right now. You can only do what you can do when you can do it. And, you know, I set times for my emails. I set times to answer them. I even set physical boundaries for workspaces. You know, even in my own home, I have work only in one space. I don't have it all over the house. I don't take my computer everywhere. One space. And even if I have to take it to another place, like say if my grandchildren are here and I need to record something or I need to have a Zoom meeting, I take my computer in another place, but I bring it back to the place that it's boundaried, where the workspace really is. So get some boundaries, ladies and gentlemen. Number three, prioritize the one thing you have to do today. Yes, you have a lot of things to get done, but let there be one thing that is the most important. Then all the rest. Then do that. Once you get that one thing done, you can rest easier. Maybe you have time to knock off something, other things on the to-do list. Or maybe you decide just to take a break, like I did the other day. Either way, you got the most important thing done. And that's how you move the needle of your business, the needle of your life, the needle of all things. But doing that is most important. Work, life needs to have a balance. Okay? I set boundaries, I set limits, times, I have a system that works for me and that's made me a happier person down through the years. And I think creating a list, like I have a list at work that I have to do, and it may consist of five things that's most important in my job. And what I don't get to, I don't get to. It goes on to the next day. So you can only do what you can do at the moment. And taking on extra things to make you overwhelmed or really to make yourself feel good or I guess fulfill that checklist that I'm a human being or I'm a Christian or I'm the best mom ever, soothing those ego slots, check marks, it's not going to get you nowhere but burnt out, trust me. Overwhelm may have a symptom that your work-life balance is out of whack. If you're not working in your business and you're consumed by life in general and you're taking on responsibilities and because you're taking on responsibilities, nothing's getting done the right way, guess what? That is a symptom that it's not going to work and the balance is off. It's important to keep those balances in place so that you can keep life going. It's a balance, you know, a complete balance of, yeah, you may get off once in a while, but you know how to get right back on and get that balance between work and life, and especially personal life, together. Don't get overwhelmed, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Tony K, for this email. And I hope I've answered your question. And if you have any further comments, please, on the bottom of the post, please comment your questions. You know, let me know what you feel. Please like, subscribe, and I thank you for being here today. Like, subscribe, share, tell somebody, you know, share around social media. I want to hear your questions. If you want to send me a question that you'd like to hear the answer on, that you'd like to have a little discussion on, send it to me at ednajwhite11@gmail.com or visit me on www.thisisforyou.com. Thank you so much for listening in, and I am under 7 minutes, almost 8 minutes in, but I know that you'll enjoy today's message. Thanks so much. To the one still searching for
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.